Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're coming to you from Carson City, from the office of the Speaker of the Assembly.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Assembly Speaker Marilyn Kirkpatrick. We're going to be talking about taxes and a lot of other things.
For the whole show, right here on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time.
No problem. I have the opportunity.
Thank you.
So let's start out by talking about mining and the look of the fact that mining is likely to take a pretty good hit in this legislative session and beyond. Do you have concerns about retaliation? For example, mining has been prepaying taxes over the last few years. They could not do that. They could have a slowdown that would affect Nevada's economy. Do you have any concerns about pushback?
No, I don't. I think that there's a very good dialogue. I think that Bill SJR 15 is going to a vote of the people, and the people will decide. I think that as we move forward, everybody is agreed to be at the table to have discussions. And as long as we keep an open dialogue, I think the voters will get the opportunity to make their decision, and we can continue to push our state forward, because we have to look at the long-term vision of our state. What do we want to be? How do we get there? And where do we want to be in 10 years?
So where do we want to be in 10 years?
Well, I think most importantly, we have to make sure that we have our kids are getting a great education, that we have an educated workforce for the long term, that we have the ability to put our folks back to work. Our people have been out of work for a long time, and we have some good projects that are coming online that are going to put them back to work. And we have to address our health and human services, as always. And, you know, we have to address the infrastructure of our highways for the long term. So those are very big components that we have to look at over time. I think in the committee hearings, you're seeing people talking about 4 years down the road, 6 years down the road, so that we have a plan. We know we can't do it all this session, but we have to be working towards a goal for the long term of the state.
When you look at education, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we've lost the superintendent of the Clark County School District. We've lost the state superintendent of education. Does it concern you that we're going to make a reverse course here in terms of our state's education policy? Or do you think that having the secondary people in charge now, at least temporarily, will be enough to keep us moving forward?
I think that we're in a good spot to keep moving forward. Always during the legislative session, it's tough when you make changes like that, the engagement. But what I will tell you is in Clark County, Pat is doing a great job stepping up to the table very quickly. Rory is doing a great job on the State Board of Education, and it's not like either of those were not involved from the get-go. They probably have a little more on their plate than they had before, but I think that's not going to stop us from moving forward for our state.
Does it also speak to the fact that we should be looking to people who are already working in the state and have been there for a long time, like the superintendent or acting superintendent in Clark County has been there for 20 years? We could probably get a solid good 5 years without having to pay superstar money to have somebody come from out of state.
I think he brings a good perspective because he started at the bottom and worked his way up through the top. And any time that people have the ability to grow within an organization, regardless of what it is, they bring a different perspective. You know, that's what makes Nevada citizen legislature so great, because we bring different perspectives to stuff. So I think that if he's interested in the job, honestly, haven't looked that far outside of this building, but we have great assets in our state. We have a lot of great people, and we should utilize their skills before we start looking outside the state.
Okay. You know, we were talking earlier about mining, and you talked about the SJR 15, which, of course, would take out mining's constitutional tax cap on net proceeds. But in the Senate, there are six Republican senators that also want to put a mining tax initiative on the ballot, maybe as to block the margins tax. Do you think that this mining tax initiative has any legs in your house?
Here's what I'll tell you. We have a lot of things that we need to get done this session, today, the next 50 days, and I think that needs to be our number one priority. I think we're having great tax discussions. We've been through the books. We explained how our system works to a lot of people who didn't know what it is. And for myself, I've been very clear from the beginning that we need to be focused on today and worry about tomorrow at the end of session.
So that's there's no legs for the mining tax initiative in your house?
You know what? It's not even on the forefront of my discussion because I'm working for tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, we're working on live entertainment tax. We've revisited the modified business tax. We've had some astonishing numbers. 45,000 people are subject to it. 34,000 are exempt from it at this time, with possibly another, you know, only 11,000 paying it. So, I mean, there's things that we have to do within our house now to clean up our system that's important to this session and to resolving our budget issues for the next 2 years.
Okay, before we jump ahead, because you brought up so many different areas.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, because we'll try to hit them all one at a time. But do you think that you will be able to have the funding to match the governor's budget and what other desires that you may have without having to raise taxes in this session?
Here's what I'll tell you. There are a lot of things that everybody wants. Education, you know, we came out and said it would cost about $310 million to do more for education. We come out and said that our state employees, you know, have been at a disadvantage for some time, right? They've
right.
taken a lot of cuts. They their public employee benefits, their health insurance poor at some points. But we have to prioritize. Can we do everything that we want? No. Do we have to figure out about putting some of these restorations back? Absolutely. How do you justify cutting $500 million from education in the last biennium and not putting it back? How do you justify cutting $100 million from Health and Human Services? So we have to prioritize with our vision, and some of it is going to take revenue that I believe that we haven't necessarily collected that's probably available.
Okay, so basically you're saying you don't think that there's a necessarily a need to raise taxes.
Well, it depends what the definition is, right? What's the definition?
Well, to me, what you're saying is that there's money being left on the table because of various allowances left out there for various people. Like you're saying, a whole bunch of people are not paying the modified business tax. If you can get the taxes that are already in place to cover more people and more bases, it sounds to me like that you don't see that there may be necessarily a need to go for additional revenues beyond what the governor's put in his budget.
So what I've said from day one is we need to look at our tax structure and reform it. And let's talk about the live entertainment tax.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll make some money here, and then we'll come back with Speaker Kirkpatrick right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is a speaker in the Nevada Assembly. Okay, so let's go back a little ways into our previous segment where we were talking about the economy and things turning around. And certainly one of the biggest things that I can even think of in many, many years now is the Genting project that is going to be replacing what was Echelon on the Las Vegas Strip. Mo Dennis on the program a couple of days ago said that every time he drove past that structure in the unfinished state it was, he knew the economy wasn't coming back, and this was giving him great hope. This project, initially 3,500 rooms in the first hotel, that probably means anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 permanent jobs, lots of construction jobs, $2.5 billion for the Las Vegas Convention Center, the SLS project, $750,000, the Caesars project, getting pretty close to $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Looks to me like things are definitely coming back over the next 2 years.
And things are coming back. Like I said in the beginning, that there's a lot of projects that are now coming online. But it's going to take us a little bit. We spent four years cutting programs, cutting things that were important, education, cutting, you know, our unemployment insurance rate. We got to pay that back for all the folks that have been out of work for a long time. So it's going to take us a little while to get back. And it's great that the economy is turning around, but we do have to look for some other resources in the meantime to put us on track faster to restoring those things.
Marilyn, you mentioned live entertainment tax. Mm-hmm. And I'm very intrigued about this because if my understanding is correct, what you would try to do is put a tax on these large outdoor shows. We're talking about the Burning Man, maybe the Night in the Country out in Yarrington, the Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas. Are these the kind of things that you would like to tax in the future, or maybe tax this session?
Here's what I'll tell you. If you look at the live entertainment tax, it's a very complicated tax, as somehow that's what we do in Nevada, right? We put in complicated taxes. We're looking to streamline it. The Gaming Control Board had a bill in this session, still does, that cleans up the definition. The definition says if the music is louder than the conversation, you should pay it. So when you think about that, anywhere you go, you think, wow, maybe they should be painted. But then if you look at the list of exemptions, people who do not have to pay it in our state, yes, they bring economic value, but they should be paying their share when they can pay it in other states. So it's the large events that are currently exempt, the ones that you mentioned. But in other states, they're paying some portion of a live entertainment, and we should really look at that. It's been 10 years since we've looked at that. We've been working pretty hard on figuring out what people pay in other states and what's comparable in our state, but comparable to zero is, you know, we got a lot of room there.
Even the NASCAR race in Las Vegas, would you like to see the state get a tax cut on that?
No, well, I want everybody to pay. Their
okay,
fair
no
share.
Exemptions.
No exemptions. I mean, you'll have to have a few exemptions for nonprofits, but right now our definition is pretty broad, and I think we need to tighten up those definitions.
Because Burning Man gets an exemption because it is an arts festival.
Mm-hmm. We have people that get an exemption because they're a DJ. We get people. It's not consistent, and good tax policy is very consistent. People know what the rules are. They know what the expectations are. And we can collect it pretty easily.
Do you spend a lot of time in conversation with Carol Velardo on these issues?
Uh-huh. I have talked with Carol for a couple of years about that. But there's many other legislators for the long term that we have to show them where we were. I wasn't here 10 years ago, but now I'm revisiting it, looking at it. So for 10 years going down, people should always come back and revisit the exemptions.
All right, let's take a break. More with Speaker Kurt Patrick when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I'm Monica Jay, here at Christensen Automotive, your locally owned and operated diesel, auto, truck, and RV repair shop. This is where you need to go when you need your vehicle fixed right. Christensen Automotive. ASC certified diesel technicians can provide all of your certified diesel repairs and services. Visit ChristensenAutomotive.com for money saving coupons. Christensen Automotive in Gardnerville, Carson City, and now in Reno. Travel safe with Christensen Automotive.
Only at Home Solutions at Ace. A whole collection of all-new recliner pedic recliners from Southern Motion. The same memory foam found in brand-name mattresses. And starting at just $399. And all American-made, like most of our furniture. What's more, Home Solutions at Ace is the ultimate custom furniture dealer in Northern Nevada. Pick your wood. Pick your finish. Pick your fabric. Heck, bring in your design. And we'll work with you to create whatever you have in mind. It's all here and more at your locally owned Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store that contains an entire furniture center.
It's tax time. Tax relief on mattresses at your Ashley Furniture Home Store. Stretch your dollar like never before with huge savings on mattresses. Take discounts equal to your sales tax on select Beautyrest mattress sets. Get a Simmons Queen Pillow Top special purchase priced at only $444. This year, put your tax return to work. Find huge savings on all of our name brand mattresses. It's tax time, and that means tax relief on mattresses this week only and only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. You know, it's interesting, as we were going to break there, you were talking about you weren't here 10 years ago and you've been looking at things. There have been so many tax studies done over the years. Have you literally gone back and looked at those? And if so, what has been your conclusion?
I have gone back and looked at those. Last session, in the interim, we made big changes, significant changes to the consolidated sales tax structure, which we passed within the first 21 days. And we had 174 entities agree to it. So we can do things together and we can make tax structure reforms. I have gone back and looked at them, and what they say, every one of them says the same thing. No matter where you dust them off, it says that our state is based on a service industry. Our state should be paying things more based on services that are applied. Here's what I'll tell you. We looked at that briefly last session. It's very complicated. There's a lot of tax rules that you might want to watch, making sure that this person over here doesn't pay 90% of it and this person over here is paying 5%, because we've done no better than where we currently are. So I believe that we're headed in that direction. We're having good discussions and we're bringing people up to speed.
You know, yesterday in the Assembly Taxation Committee, mm-hmm. we were talking about the conversation was about the Washoe school tax.
Mm-hmm.
And what you did, it was somewhat dramatic. You called out the Washoe electeds for not mm-hmm. being in the room, maybe supporting this tax. Now, it was a work session, so no one could testify, but what was your reason for calling? I would assume you were talking about the county commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
What maybe if you could maybe give your reasons for saying what you did.
Well, I don't regret anything that I said, because in Washoe County they've tried for a couple different years, a couple different sessions to get something to help rebuild the Washoe County schools.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the schools are really in disarray. Some of the schools, the kindergarten room opens out to a major thoroughfare, which was never planned, and we need to relook at that. Has it been on the ballot a couple times in Washoe County? Absolutely. Has it struggled? And this was a measure, when it was first introduced, that said the county or the school board trustees, however you want to look at it, we were going to either give you the authority or go ahead and tell you that you had to do it. And what I will say is local government has been in the building when they want the state to say, go ahead and do it. We need that $21 million of your highway infrastructure because we just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But people have the ability to do it. And yeah, I think that the Washoe electeds, local, state, all different aspects, school board trustees should come together and figure out what's best for the students of Washoe County. And I will never not fight for that, because I think that those kids deserve the same education that everybody else gets in the state.
Do you still have concerns about the tax in Clark County for the extra police officers?
You know, from day one, I've always had concerns. I think that that's a discussion for Southern Nevada electeds to work together on. I think that the numbers, they were going to get us the information on the numbers, the accountability piece. We should always be asking those questions. We shouldn't just randomly go out and approve things without expecting some type of accountability, some type of expectation, because voters want to know, what are they getting for the dollars that they're paying? And most of the time, people, if they're feeling like they get an end result, they're happy to help.
The one thing that you're noted for, amongst many things, is that you're more about policy than you are about partisanship. And so there are going to be a couple of issues that are going to be coming up, like construction defects. Are you going to sit down with the Republicans and see if there's a way to work anything with them to bring them along on other issues that you have?
Here's what I'll tell you is, we're already having discussions about all different kinds of policy across the board. In the Assembly, we're working in bipartisan manners to get bills out. We have a deadline coming up, and I don't foresee those issues being any different than some of the other issues that are out there. And I think as long as we continue to be respectful, have real dialogue, and take the politics out of it, get the policy right, everybody wins.
And do you think that there's a better policy than we currently have for construction defects?
Here's what I'll tell you about construction defect. It's a very complicated piece of legislation that's been in place for a very long time. It's been almost 20 years, hasn't really been revisited without the politics. Do I think there's probably some changes that we can make? I do, and I think there's many members that agree with that. But we've got to sit down, and we are, and we're working together. We have two assembly legislators from different parties working together on that, and that's the way we get good policy and we move our state forward.
And do you think that there'll be some room for something on prevailing wages as well?
Here's what I'll tell you. I don't know that that's been a topic of discussion as much as people would like it to be. But I have
not in your house, at least.
Well, it hasn't, and we're focused on doing things that affect people today and can make a difference.
But this could potentially have a lot more people working if the costs were lower for the individuals.
So that would be true, maybe, right? If we had some money to put towards capital improvement projects. But however, you know that the governor swept $126 million from the highway fund, so there's no dollars there. So that's why I say we should really be focusing on issues today that can make a difference. We have no money for capital improvements across the state, whether it be in local government, whether it be on state government. And so
this is one that we can leave on the side for a couple of years?
I think so, and I think everybody's agreed to kind of do that.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much taking the time. I know you've got 30 people waiting outside your office, but we hope you'll come back before the end of the session and talk to us again.
Okay,
all right, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
The Michael Hole Giant Discount RV Sale is going on April 12th through 21st at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown. Get thousands in giant discounts on 2012 closeouts. New and used Class A and Class C motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. Choose from Winnebago, Fleetwood, Rockwood, Sandstorm, and more. Michael Hole has giant discounted 10 trailers starting at $79.95. Giant discounted new travel trailers starting at $11,995. Trade-ins welcome, paid for or not. It's the Michael Hole Giant Discount RV Sale, April 12th through the 21st at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway & Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should, too.
Minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Em. Next week on our broadcast, some of our guests include Senator Mark Hutchison of Las Vegas and Senator Tix Hagerblum of Las Vegas.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks.